cut taxes. Even David Cameron criticizes Boris for not being conservative enough. By Nathaniel Charles on March 11, 2022. Former barely conservative Prime Minister David Cameron has sounded the alarm on Boris Johnson's looming tax rises, noting that come at a bad time given the growing energy crisis. Despite a significant rise in energy prices and cost of living, the British government have announced they still fully intend to increase Britain's second income tax, called national insurance, in April. Boris Johnson and Chancellor Rishi Sunak have defended the cash grab as absolutely vital because they now need to pay for the big money spending the government chose to pursue during the coronavirus lockdowns. Britain's socialized NHS, cited as a part of the government that badly needs extra cash from the public, already annually receives £176.5 billion of taxpayers' money in government borrowing and funding. The tax rise, while planned last year, now comes amid a growing energy crisis, with long-term bad government policy compounded by Russia's intensified war in Ukraine. Former Prime Minister David Cameron, who is perhaps not remembered as being especially conservative and who oversaw tax rises himself, has now warned Prime Minister Johnson and Chancellor Sunak that they should endeavor to keep people's taxes down to help absorb some of the impact on household finances. Cameron warned on Andrew Marr's LBC show that it is going to be a very tough year, and that Johnson should learn from the difficult decisions the Cameron government made, as he has to try and keep the cost of government down. Because ultimately, if you can keep the cost of government down, people's taxes down, you help them through the cost of living crisis. While the Russian invasion of Ukraine has exacerbated the cost of living crisis, with even staples like bread and fish and chips increasing in price, Britain was already experiencing a soaring cost of living due to increased taxes and bills, which was partly fueled by excessive government spending during the pandemic. The government estimates that they spent between £315 to £410 billion during the pandemic, including £37 billion on a failed test and trace system, which Sunak has insisted will be paid back by the British taxpayer through tax increases. However, despite the rising cost of living, the government still appears to be adamant about pursuing their unpopular net zero agenda, which is set to cost the taxpayer £321 billion by 2050. The Conservative government has not appeared to have heeded Cameron's advice, as Michael Gove, the Secretary of State for Levelling Up, Housing, and Communities, has hinted that the government could announce a new spending package to counterbalance rising bills and costs. In effect, borrowing and spending more rather than simply letting people keep more of their own money. Cameron's criticism of Johnson's government could be particularly damning for the Conservatives, as Cameron is viewed by many on the right to be a soft conservative, at best, and so his push for more conservative policies could cause Britain's conservative leaders embarrassment. Despite having strong conservative rhetoric and talking points, such as branding incoming illegal migrants to Britain as a swarm, Cameron's government embraced liberalism, with net migration increasing from 256,000 to 329,000 during his tenure. This remarkable increase was despite the Conservatives having promised at several elections they won to bring immigration down to the tens of thousands. Cameron's government legalized same-sex marriage despite opposition from grassroots Conservative Party members. The former Prime Minister was even implicated in the Panama Papers scandal, which Cameron later admitted he profited from. Cameron ultimately resigned from his position after losing the 2016 Brexit referendum, opting to retreat from public life rather than face the embarrassment of defeat after he campaigned tirelessly for Remain. Among his achievements in the campaign included implementing questionable tactics such as spending £9 million of public money on pro-Remain propaganda posted directly to voters' households.